Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we are strapping in for an essential look at a pretty complex subject, an entity called Golden Falcon.
And it's a really crucial topic, because this isn't your average hacker group.
Not at all. They're less of a single unit and more. Well, a constellation of threats, all united by this really aggressive hybrid model.
A model that just completely blurs the line between high-level state espionage and, you know, ideological disruption. It exemplifies how advanced actors are moving way beyond simple data theft.
So before we get into the nuts and bolts of their tactics, we should probably set the stage. We need to acknowledge where this analysis comes from.
Absolutely. This entire deep dive is presented by the Cyber Intelligence Bureau,
which is a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory.
And that framing is, well, it's essential because it really informs the depth of the analysis here. Their approach combines the established OSINT open source intelligence techniques.
Looking at all the public data.
Exactly. But they combine that with what they term human evidence. And that's where it gets interesting because they're looking at emotional, cognitive, and even geopolitical factors.
So really the human element behind the keyboard.
Precisely. And we have to be absolutely clear here because this is politically charged material. All the information we're discussing is the result of OSINT investigations, strictly from open cyber sources.
And these sources have been correlated, validated, qualified as trusted.
Yes, and our analysis remains strictly from a cyber perspective. We're adhering to a fundamental principle of neutrality.
Okay, so our mission today is clear. We're going to unpack Golden Falcon's dual identity, understand how they attack industrial systems, and most critically, explore their mastery of what's often called cognitive warfare.
Brain manipulation.
Exactly. So let's start with that dual identity, because Golden Falcon, or GF, isn't just one thing, is it?
No, and that confusion is intentional. The name actually refers to two very distinct but connected realities.
Okay, so what's the first one?
The first is the sophisticated, stealthy core. This group is historically known as APTC-34, or Dust Squad.
An APT, an Advanced Persistent Threat. So we're talking state-sponsored or state-level actors.
We are, and they've been active since about 2014, maybe even earlier. Their focus was always quiet, strategic espionage in Central Asia, Kazakhstan, Afghanistan. Just surveillance.
High-end spy stuff. And what kind of tools are they using?
Custom, powerful malware. Specifically, something called the Harpoon backdoor, which gives them a secret, persistent way into a network. They also use commercial spyware, like the stuff from Hacking Team.
So on one hand, you have this stealthy intelligence gathering operation.
And on the other, you have this very loud, very angry public facade. The New Republic of Golden Falcon Team.
That's the newer label, right, from late 2024.
Yes, and this group is overtly political. Pro-Russian, pro-Palestinian. Their whole deal is high-visibility, disruptive hacktivism. They want to cause chaos.
So what triggers that shift? Why go from quiet espionage to, well, shouting from the rooftops?
Geopolitical escalation. The sources tie it directly to rising tensions. First, the Ukraine conflict. Specifically, Western support for Ukraine, like French aid.
And the second trigger.
The Israel-Palestine tensions after October 7th. They use these global flashpoints as justification to launch these very public attacks.
So the APT core provides the technical access, and the hacktivist facade uses it for maximum psychological impact.
It's the perfect model for plausible deniability. The hacktivists get all the attention, all the backlash, while the APT core stays hidden, maintaining access for the long term.
Which brings us to their targets. And this is where it gets really scary, because they're not just hitting websites. They're going after industrial control systems.
Right. The SCADA systems. Mm. Because that's how you generate maximum societal panic. Most hacktivists just run a DDoS attack, you know, jam a website with traffic.
And Golden Falcon does that too, right? About 73% of their attacks are DDoS.
They do, but what sets them apart is breaching the actual operational technology, the systems that control physical processes.
So SCADA, that's supervisory control and data acquisition. The screens operators use to manage things like water flow or pressure in a pipeline.
Exactly. Hacking a server gets you data. Hacking SCADA gives you physical control. It's the difference between stealing a blueprint and walking onto the factory floor to hit the big red buttons.
And they love to show off that they can do it.
Oh, absolutely. The sources point to two big show-off operations. In March 2025, they breached a French wastewater monitoring system. And they didn't just steal data. They leaked screenshots of the actual control metrics, pH levels, flow distribution.
Undeniable proof. And they did something similar in the U.S.
They did. They claimed they infiltrated a Detroit water treatment plant and even showed videos of them tampering with the ICS. Their targets are strategic. Water, sanitation, and energy.
Which makes perfect sense. Maximum disruption, maximum fear. It's not about profit.
Not at all. And those DDoS attacks, they serve as a massive smokescreen. While everyone is focused on the loud, unsophisticated noise, the APT core is quietly maintaining its access deep inside these critical networks.
Okay, let's pivot to the core of this, the cognitive warfare. How do they go from hacking systems to, well, hacking people's brains?
They leverage applied social psychology. They use established academic models of influence to turn sympathy into action.
How does that start? How do they frame the narrative?
They use neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, specifically a technique called framing. An intrusion isn't a crime, it's the destruction of imperialist infrastructure.
So they provide a moral justification before anyone can feel guilty.
Instantly. They also use emotional anchoring. They'll constantly pair images of industrial chaos with keywords like resistance or justice. Mm-hmm. It reinforces an emotional link.
And they go even deeper, right? Tapping into subconscious fears.
They do. They exploit our deepest psychological drives, specifically our fear of death. Their rhetoric is full of existential language, things like genocide or annihilation.
This sounds like terror management theory, TMT.
That's exactly what it is. TMT suggests we cope with the fear of death by clinging to cultural worldviews that give us a sense of symbolic immortality. Golden Falcon provides that worldview. They drive sympathizers toward heroic resistance against this existential threat.
So you fight back digitally to secure your place in a grand moral narrative. Profound.
And they don't just manipulate beliefs. They use this to turn passive sympathizers into active assets. It's what the sources call SIGINT profiling.
A kind of recruitment pipeline.
A psychological funnel. It's a digital version of the classic foot-in-the-door technique. Step one is simple. Symbolic support. A like, a share, a profile picture. Low cost, low commitment.
Okay. What's step two?
A slightly higher commitment. Joining a private Telegram group. It requires a conscious action. It creates a sense of belonging.
And then the final step leverages that momentum.
Correct. Step three is the big one, the operational action. Launching DDoS scripts, providing intelligence. Because you've already committed publicly and privately, you feel, well, obliged to follow through.
A terrifyingly effective model. And they aren't doing this alone. Who are their allies?
The Alliance Network is key. Their principal operational ally is No Name 05716. That's a well-known pro-Russian group that provides massive scale for their DDoS campaigns.
And for the more complex ICS attacks.
They work with groups like Zpentest and Sector 16. These are specialists in operational technology attacks.
And they all operate under a larger umbrella.
Yes, the Holy League. It's a huge anti-NATO coalition. It can include up to 70 different gangs. It gives them scale, redundancy, and a huge echo chamber for their propaganda.
So, putting this all together, where is this heading? What's the most likely scenario we should prepare for?
The most likely scenario is just more of the same. An escalation of their current hybrid model. More DDoS, more propaganda, more visible leaks of limited ICS data, especially against France and the United States.
The goal being the continued erosion of public trust.
Exactly. The political win. But that's not the most dangerous scenario.
Right. The most dangerous is if the two halves of their identity, the APT and the hacktivist, frontfully converge.
That's the nightmare scenario identified in the analysis, a long-term coordinated convergence. Imagine the stealthy APT core with its harpoon backdoors connecting its access to the massive scale and psychological power of the hacktivist facade.
What would that attack actually look like?
It could be a massive multi-regional ICS hybrid ransomware attack targeting, say, the water or energy networks across several key European countries at once.
So the APT causes the initial physical disruption.
And the hacktivist arm immediately amplifies it. They'd publish videos of the chaos, spread panic on social media, demand political concessions, and force a complete shutdown.
The target is literally the stability of society.
That is the definition of cognitive warfare. Golden Falcon has perfected the synchronized weaponization of two things. Vulnerable infrastructure, and manipulated human psychology.
This has been a truly essential deep dive. I think the key takeaway for me is that the true cost here won't be measured in system downtime.
No, it's measured in something much more fundamental.
The permanent reduction of public confidence in the services we all rely on. Water, electricity.
And that deliberate erosion of trust that is the ultimate political objective.
Achieved not through bombs, but through weaponizing our own fear. A very unsettling thought to end on. Thank you for guiding us through this.
Thank you.
We'll be back next time as we continue to translate the noise into knowledge. Stay curious and stay secure.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.